Psalm 78, Forgetting History, starting with verse 52. God made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely so they did not fear. Yet they tested and provoked the Most High God and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. When God heard this, he was furious and greatly abhorred Israel. Psalm 78, they forgot history.
God's people provoked and aggrieved him. They forgot Egypt's sins again and again. God's people forgot history. How God saved them, but destroys enemies. So God left the sights of those people, left his tabernacle, let them be captured.
God's Son speaking to all who call themselves his followers through John 15 verses 9 to 13. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full. You are my friends if you do whatever I command of you. Jesus said, John 15 verse 14. Jesus, who kept God's commandments.
Then God began his new plan, chose Judah's tribe of David, put David as Messiah's line. David loved and obeyed the Lord God. David taught God's history through his songs. They would not forget God or his
God's Son said in John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. Jesus never said love God and love others were now the only two commandments. Just the opposite. Jesus said in John 15, 10 that he himself kept all God's commandments. Dare we think that we are better than Jesus just because by his grace he will forgive us when we have sinned and are sorry? As God describes through 1 John chapter 1, Psalm 78, don't forget history. God says, obey his commandments.